If you find yourself watching the National Collegiate Athletic Association men's basketball tournament, better known as March Madness, or for that matter, the games of the less prestigious National Invitational Tournament, the NIT, here is a fact to bear in mind. On average, more of the players on the court will not graduate than will. According to the NCAA, 44% of players at big-time or Division I basketball schools graduate, although most are on college scholarships. Well, there's now a proposal before the NCAA Board of Directors to punish schools whose athletes don't cut it in the classroom. Miles Brand is the president of the NCAA, and he joins us from Indianapolis. Welcome to the program, Dr. Brand.
My pleasure to be here.
And first of all, what would constitute grounds for punishment of a college?
If the graduation rates of the program are significantly below those of other athletes on campus and below that of the general student body on campus.
And what would be the punishment?
Well, we'll start and have a progressive set of punishments. First, perhaps just a warning, then taking away valued scholarships. If there's still continued failure to raise the graduation rates, we'll begin to withhold teams from the postseason play. Then there's even some conversation of a more serious penalty, such as decreditation.
Some critics say that if low graduation rates bring penalties from the NCAA, then colleges will simply they'll create easier courses and make it easier to graduate. You won't educate people any better. There'll just be more diplomas getting handed out.
That, of course, is an insult to the faculty. The faculty are key in protecting the integrity of the classroom and of their own university. And the counter to the argument is that, well, let's have no standards at all and we'll have no fraud whatsoever. That's a fallacious argument.
But a lot of people read that test from the University of Georgia, which included questions like, it was a final exam, how many points do you get for a three-point basket in basketball? Such things. And from before I was a child, there was a scandal about basket weaving courses at CCNY. There's a long history of easy courses for athletes.
As I recall, this coach was fired.
At Georgia?
Yes, just for these kinds of actions in particular. This is academic fraud. And to the extent that it does exist, we'll ferret it out and we'll punish hard.
You were president of Indiana University. And for basketball fans, you may be forever remembered as the man who fired the basketball coach, Bob Knight. By the way, who it wasn't the most disgraceful thing in academic circles. He then became head coach at Texas Tech and is still a major coach. So a successful basketball coach seems to have more than one life in the NCAA.
It is true that some coaches are rehired by other institutions. The NCAA, as a national membership organization, cannot control the hiring and firing of coaches on individual campuses. That's up to the president.
This is such a discussion of such long standing. People have been complaining about it for so long. Why no progress over the past 20 years?
Yeah, I question the assumption of your question. There has been progress, in fact. But because of the national visibility of college sports, especially this time in March, it attracts a lot of attention. And so I don't expect the controversy ever to go away, but I think it's just false that things aren't getting better.
Would the NCAA be helped or harmed by a good professional minor league basketball league that would simply pay youngsters who don't want to go to college to play basketball for money instead?
I'm very uncomfortable with young men, no matter their talent, coming to universities just to put themselves in a position to play professional basketball. If there were alternatives available to these young men, that would be, I think, a helpful position. After all, college is not for everyone.
As in baseball, people would go and they would just become minor league basketball players. A potential model for basketball?
It's something to think about.
Well, Dr. Brand, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Miles Brand, who was former president of Indiana University and now is the president of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA.